Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Prince William.
Prince Willie.
Yep, he's the one. He's a 2-5 manifesting generator on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of civilization. He's sixth color, right fix, single definition, has quite a little definition. He's got the electromagnetic 5539, and then he's got an unconscious 5432, that the 32 is also unconscious. Then he's got this electromagnetic 4816, and he's got the 34, the 57, and the 10.
Yep.
All of which are conscious, and the 34 and 57 are unconscious. So that's quite a single definition the boy's got.
Very interesting. I mean, he has 10 fifth lines in his chart,
mm-hmm.
as a 2-5 profile,
mm-hmm.
and the sixth color,
mm-hmm.
you know, which gives you that innocence, that kind of he is who he is. And when you look at him and you think, oh, this is the heir to the throne, and then you look at this right angle cross of the vessel of love, keyed on the 15th gate, a love of humanity and its rhythms, and the future of humanity is important, and how to organize it better with the 1848-16.
Yeah, it seems like he'd be a good king, huh?
Oh, yes. Or, you know, the funny thing with that cross is a hatred of humanity.
Oh, but he clearly doesn't hate humanity.
No.
He's already... No, you know, and I think,
or
you know...
Or a distaste
He doesn't
for
have a distaste for humanity. I think his mother
okay,
really...
Okay, back off. Okay,
really,
Teresa?
You know, his mother was very influential, I think, in, you know, his early years. I mean, she died when he was 15. But that she was very influential in that... She really broke with tradition, and she wanted these boys to have like normal experiences, both, you know, good things like going to Disney
right.
World and going to like AIDS clinics, the places where she was going to.
Oh, no,
so,
I was thinking of Diana when I was looking at his chart,
mm-hmm.
because of her causes with AIDS in Africa, and looking at this guy and, you know, seeing he has a talent, following his convictions, driven, but you know, this 54th gate fifth line, having fruitful relationships with the less advantaged, you know, this love of humanity.
Well, you know, I think it's got to be an interesting thing to be the prince that's waiting. You know, what do you do while you wait to be king? And I get, you know, the story is when he was like 7, he said to his mother that he was actually going to become a policeman because he was going to protect her. And
uh-huh.
that Harry at that point said, well, you can't be that because you have to be king,
uh-huh.
right? And, you know, his interest, though, was in the military. He's gone into the military, and clearly, both he and Harry, and that they're not going to send these guys into combat. I mean, it's just not going to happen, right? I mean, you don't send your princes into combat. Not today, you don't. I mean, this is different than how it used to be. But so, you know, now he's a helicopter pilot, and he's part of this whole search and rescue force, right? So he's got this active role in the armed forces, which is what he really wanted to do, because he does have to spend his time here, you know, in a fruitful way. And so, you know, he's doing that, but he's not going to get deployed.
No, I mean, 8th gate, 2nd line, service.
Well,
you know.
Rescuing people.
16th gate, 4th line, leader, supporting others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look up at that 63rd gate, I mean, it's a very collective definition, the 1848-16, you know, perfecting the pattern. It's about the future.
Mm-hmm.
63-4 is a memory, but it's about preparing a new order for the future, taking us into the future. 11th gate, fifth line, the philanthropist.
Well, he's about to be married. This is, you know, obviously
yeah.
one of the reasons that he's in the news is that he's going to be married very soon to Kate Middleton. And again, you know, tradition is being broken here. She is not... she's a commoner, I guess they call them. She's just a commoner. But, you know, that's also interesting. You know, he went to school, you know, to college. He actually has the highest college degree of, you know, of any royalty in that sense. And she was his flatmate. So this is this new thing of, you know, having, right, you know, boys and girls living together. And so she was his flatmate. And they said that, you know, that the number of applications to that school, St. Andrews, I think it was, they went way up, especially in the female population, once it was known that he was going to be there. Because there were many girls, I'm sure, that would like to, you know, have married this. He was obviously the most eligible bachelor. So I don't know how it happened. I mean, I think that would be an interesting story. There's not good time for her, but how it happened that she ended up in that flat with him.
Oh yeah, no, you know, forget what happened to Diana and what possibly Elizabeth the Queen learned from, you know, deciding what Charles should do and who he, you know, aside from that, this is not a guy that's going to be influenced. Look at that, 57-34-10.
Right, right.
You know, that, leave me alone, I'm doing my thing. You know, he wouldn't have been influenced. I mean, he was going to follow his convictions, and...
And he has 10 fifth lines. I mean, he's a 2-5, yeah, right, to start with. But all of these fifth lines. I mean, I saw this interview, you know, with him and Kate. And, I mean, he's really quite composed and really present. I mean, he's really, I was quite impressed with him as a young man. I mean, I have a son, you know, this very same age, was born in 82 also, just like Prince William. And it just makes me think about, you know, what it must be like to be born into this particular position. You know, I mean, you know, Prince Harry is like, you know, further down the line, but this guy is, you know, the chances are.
Right.
Although no one would have imagined that Queen Elizabeth would have, you know, lived really, you know, so long, although they're clearly, you know, a long-lived family. But here he has this opportunity. We would guess that it's going to be later in life, but that, you know, he will be the king.
Well, I think we talked when we did Prince Charles, and I was saying...
Mm-hmm.
That Prince Charles would abdicate in favor of his son. I hadn't seen the son, the William's design at the time, but that in Charles' design was that, you know, let William become the king because I'm just so, I'm into my own rhythm. It wouldn't now, looking at William, surprise me if that is what happens.
Well, I think it probably all depends on how old. I mean, not at this point. I don't think he would do it. You know, I mean, he's got, you know, Prince Charles has a lot of good years, and I think undoubtedly has, you know, for both of them, it's this view of, I mean, all that they could do in that position. I mean, all that he gets to do, even just as, you know, the prince that he is, these organizations that he sponsors, and, you know, the work that he does that makes a difference. And more than anything, probably him. As a role model, I mean, it's interesting. He only has, you know, 6-3 lines. I mean, 3-6 lines, right? So, but still, he is a role model for a young man in the world at this point because he has so much visibility.
Oh, that's sixth color. I mean, is that
well,
role
that's
model.
That. Mm-hmm.
And also that, you know, 25th gate, fifth, I mean, besides being a vessel of love and being a solar plex definition, the warmth that he would have,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that individual definition with that, and but that individual collective and tribal, you know, so he has that tribal definition of ambition and ambitious for, you know, really the humanity and its rhythms and its you know, the importance of organizing it so we can have a better future for everyone.
Well, and he has all three circuits, so he also has this ability, I think, to really, you know, speak to everyone, appeal to everyone. You know, those emotions, it's unconscious. It's the 55-3. You know, it's this line of innocence, you know, and I think, yeah, and that sixth color, there is this innocence about him. And really, you know, the vessel of love. I mean, it's, you know, it's always interesting to run these charts, you know, and see the chart after. I mean, that's why these well-known people are so interesting, because we see them, not obviously personally up close like that, but their frequency is really out there, and you get a sense of it, and then you get this chart, and you go, oh, right, that's exactly what that frequency really is about, right?
Right, no, I mean, you know, he knows who he is, and just that 25th gate, fifth line, a healing spirit, 46th gate, fifth line, proper rhythms, and then you have that 15th gate, which is conscious, which is, you know, bringing humanity into the flow, you know, and a love of humanity, and You know, so it's like, oh, you get to feel good about, oh, well, if somebody is going to step in, he's 29 years old, you
Well,
know.
I think also the thing, with his mother, I mean, it's, being born and her really helping him to realize, because as a 2-5, we know,
Yeah.
it's not like he really wants to be out there. But I think she didn't in a certain way, and she was really learning about that and kind of setting that example for her sons and helping them experience the fact that you are never going to be invisible. You are never really going
Right.
to be able to hide. You absolutely are called, right?
Right.
Second line, right? He's called from the time that he's born to be in this position. So let's make the best of it, but let's make it well-rounded so that it includes all of the world, people with AIDS and people that are
Right.
disadvantaged, not just, this wealthy life. So
Well, and the practicality that comes with the
comes
fifth
with
line
the
and
fifth
10 of
line,
them.
right?
Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time with Willie.
Okay.
Until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.